1 John, chapter 1. The subject that I was given to preach this morning on is how to live and act with integrity. How to live and act with integrity. I did have a little clip, DVD clip of Mr. Bean, but unfortunately we couldn't show it because the machines aren't compatible or something like that. But the clip was that, if you've seen Mr. Bean's videos before, the clip is that when he was in the car park, in the indoor car park, that when he came to come out, it registered, when he put his ticket back in, £16. Of course, Mr. Bean, he's a... I'm not playing that. He doesn't speak, does he? But by his expressions, he wasn't going to do that. Anyway, he tries to get out of the car park without paying. Anybody done that? No? So he does several things. One thing, he finds this great massive bin on wheels and wheels the bin as if he was coming in to get a ticket. So he gets a ticket and then he comes, the barrier lifts, right? And then he gets in his car, moves his car, then moves the bin, gets in his car again, ready to go, somebody comes in and gets a ticket, and the barrier, he's got to go back. You know, and the thought is there that integrity, right? Have you, you know, sat on a bus, maybe when you were younger, and in those days the conductor used to come to you, and you know, he didn't, and you were going to get a free ride. I wonder how many of us went, you know, and sort of said, I haven't paid for a ticket yet. You know, many times I've jumped off the bus, you know, in those younger days, without paying. Thought, well, if he can't come, you know, if that's his fault, isn't it? But it's not integrity, is it? The dictionary meaning for integrity is to be honest, to be upright, to be trustworthy. It also says the state of being complete. Being complete. And it's quality of having principles, of morals and principles. And it's when your words, right, what you say, match up with what you do. If your words don't match up with what you do, you're a hypocrite. To put it mildly, right? You're a hypocrite. I'm a hypocrite. If my words don't match up with what I do, I might say one thing, but do the other thing. How many of you parents, you know, said to your kids, keep your bedroom tidy? That bedroom is, you know, is in a mess. Get up there, tidy it up. What if your child turned around and said to you, will you go and tidy your car up? See, what you say is not exactly the same as what you do. That's integrity. Our society is full of deceit. We live in a world that is ripe with deception. Dishonesty abounds, crime rate is soaring, burglary, fraud, theft. It's all in this world that we live in. And fraud, the lack of trust extends even into our relationships. Even marriage vows are so easily broken today. The lack of trust is growing weaker in every strand of society. Lots of things, lots of areas that we could say, you know, in society that don't display integrity. A tombstone inscription read, here lies, and I hope there's no John Smiths here, here lies John Smith, a politician and an honest man. Yeah, hope there's no politicians. But integrity is important in our lives. Are you building an image, especially to you females this morning, are you building an image or are you building integrity? Because an image, friends, isn't the same. Consistency. Are you the same person? Here's a question for you. Are you the same person no matter who you are, who you're with? Are you the same person no matter who you're with? Or do you change? You know, a millionaire comes along and invites you out for a meal. You know, or somebody in high places. You know, do you act the same? Ask yourself, would I act the same? I believe that's probably happened to us before. Choices. Do you make decisions that are best for others when another choice would benefit you? Do we make decisions that are best for other people if the choice we make would benefit us? You've got a lovely chocolate cake. Two pieces left. One's little, one's big. Who do you give it to? The person you're with? Or yourself? Of course, yourself. Is that not right? No. A person with integrity would say, oh, you have the big piece. Of course, we all would do that, wouldn't we? Credit. Are you quick to recognise others for their efforts and distributions, or contributions, sorry, to your success? Are you quick to recognise others for their efforts and contributions to your success? Or you just take the success and enjoy it and don't recognise anybody else? You see, life sometimes is like a vice. It may squeeze us, and life does. And what's inside will come out. What's inside will come out when the squeeze is on. It's like toothpaste. Whatever's inside will come out, friends. Because you can't hide what's inside. Integrity wells what we think, speak, and do into a whole person. What you think, you will say. What you say, you will do. They ought to be in sync. They ought to flow together. It's not all the time our thoughts match up with what we say and what we do. Let's be honest. Let's have integrity, friends. It doesn't always come that way. Integrity is what we say, think, and do, and there's a harmony there. And we don't have to really sort of try when we have integrity. Integrity towards ourself, first of all. And I just want to read a few verses out of 1 John 1. It says, there are four lies that I want to bring out. Four lies here. The first lie is, if we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. In verse 8 it says, if we say we have no sin, if you're saying that this morning, that you have no sin, this is what it says, we deceive ourselves, right? And the truth is not in us. So if you're a person who's saying, I'm not a sinner this morning, I haven't got sin, I'm better than that person, I'm no better, you know, I'm not worse, you know, I'm not as bad as them. It's a lie if we say we have no sin. We deceive ourselves. And that's why God says the fool has said it in his heart, there is no God. And if you even say there isn't a God this morning, if you say there isn't a God this morning, that is not the truth. You're lying against the truth. You see, image is what people think we are. People might think you're a nice person. Your neighbour might think you're a nice person. Lots of people thought that guy from Cumbria was a nice person. And like I said, when you're squeezed, the true stuff comes out. Just like he was squeezed. And you know what happened. The heart of man is desperately wicked. The Bible says that. The Bible says it. I don't. Who after shopping feels like leaving the trolley next to your car instead of taking it back to the trolley park? How many of you have done that? Be honest. Have integrity. Keep somebody in a job, yes? But don't you feel... I'm going to look at Ian, because don't you feel a little twinge of guilt when you majority of the time, I take it back, but there's every now and again, I say, oh, I can't be bothered, just leave it. Well, that's integrity, friends. Who parks in a disabled bay? Even out here, when they're not registered disabled. I don't know. I'm not pointing at anybody. Who takes more than enough sachets of sugar for their cup of coffee in Costa Coffee? And says, well, I'll take two more or a couple more. They come in handy at home. How many have done that? Yes, I see those hands, yes. Who doesn't pick up their dog's poop after the dog's done its whoopsie? Well, that's down to basics, friends. All those things I mentioned are things of integrity. It's not what we say, it's what we do. You know, we might preach and say lots of things, and yet those at work, those that we work with are watching you. Christians, they're watching you. We need to have integrity towards ourselves and in ourselves. Having integrity towards God. Chapter 2 of 1 John, chapter 2, it says in verse 4, he who says, I know him, and does not keep his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. Lie number 3. The greatest experience you could ever know is to know him this morning. To know him. To know who? God. That's the greatest experience that one can ever know, to know God. God's word tells us truth, and by his truth we know his, we keep his commandments and we know his commandments. And if you know him, you will keep his commandments. His commandments aren't grievous, aren't hard to keep when you're in love with him. Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth. Truth. Friends, this book is full of truth. The best book you can read, it's your manual for life. And if you don't believe it and you don't receive it and don't read it and give it out, you're not acting in an integral way, integrity. Proverbs says, trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean not to your own understanding or thinking. Don't lean to your own thinking. You might think, you know, you might make a God up in your own mind, in your own eyes. Your God might be a different God to the Word of God. And that's idolatry, when you make a God up to suit yourself. If you make a God up to suit you, that's idolatry. And there are many people who are doing that. God won't send anybody to hell. Friends, how wrong that is. God will. God will, because he's a righteous God. And he's a just God. He also loves you. How can a God of love, you know, condemn people? Well, we condemn ourselves when we reject him. We're already condemned by the sinful nature that we have. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. If you want a pathway to follow in life, acknowledge him. Make smooth, make straight means that, direct. It'll be straight, it'll be smooth for your path. Do not be wise in your own eyes, but fear the Lord and depart from evil. Friends, this morning, I have integrity towards God. The last point I want to make this morning is have integrity towards each other, one another. Three areas I've pointed out this morning. Don't lie to yourself. Be true to yourself. Be honest. I am a sinner. I need salvation. I haven't the slightest bit of chance of getting into heaven without Christ and his sacrifice on the cross. Without his work on the cross, I'm lost. Completely lost. Matthew 21, verses 28 to 32, talks about two sons. And the father asked the first son, go into my vineyard and work. And he said, I'm not going. He asked the other one, will you go into my vineyard? Will you work? The other one said, yes, I will. But didn't go in. Which one had integrity? The first one. Because even though he says no, and found it very difficult to do what his father wanted him to do, he ended up doing it. But the second one, his words didn't match up with his deeds. Integrity is when you think about sweeping things under the carpet. How many used to do that when we used to have not wall-to-wall carpets, but carpets that didn't fit the wall? There was a board around it. It was quite easy to lift the carpet up and sweep the dust out of sight, out of mind. Integrity is keeping your promises that you make. A promise is a vow, isn't it? A promise is a vow. If we don't keep our vows to the ones we make our promises to, we're not living in integrity. The last scripture is in verse 9 of chapter 2 of 1 John 2, verse 9. It says, he who says he is in the light, he's walking in the light, and hates his brother, is in darkness until now. That's lie number four. If you say, I am a Christian, if you say I am born again, if you say I love God, and yet you hate your brother or sister, then you're lying. That's what the scripture says. Ephesians 4:15 says, speak the truth in love. You know, that's what we ought to do, friends, with one another. Speak truth in love. If somebody has upset you, speak to them and be truthful. But speak it in love. Speak it in agape love. Because love covers a multitude of sins. And let each one of you speak truth with your neighbor, for we are members of one another in love. Speak truth, friends. Living a life with integrity is living the truth, is living God's truth. And I want to encourage you this morning to be honest with yourself. If you this morning, if you this morning aren't really being honest with yourself, then start to think in an honest way. Even as a Christian, even as believers, we need to speak to ourselves and we need to hear what we're thinking and what we're believing. Because we can be living a lie. We can be saying, I want to commit my life 100% to God. But yet there are things that you know that aren't in order. And I think we can all say that to some extent. Have integrity towards God. That's the main thing. Be honest towards God. Be honest to Him. Tell Him. Tell Him how you feel. Tell Him that you know you should become a Christian, but you think it's going to be so hard. You might even think that you can't, you know, keep that life up. Well, I want to say that you don't have to try and try and try. God's Spirit helps you. I want to say that God says, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. When you yoke, or when you connect with Jesus Christ, your yoke is easy. I don't find it hard to be a Christian. Honest. If you're finding it hard to be a Christian, there's something wrong. I don't find it hard to be a Christian, friends. There's no way I want to go back. There's no way I want to change. Change that. I'm here till I go to be with God. I'm for Him. And no matter what happens, I'm going to stick with Him. I'm going to serve Him. I want to be the best that I can be for Him. And if something comes along, if my car blows up, so what? If your house falls down, so what? You know, these things are temporal things. These things are not worth worrying about. God is the one that we should respect and we should fear. The Bible says, fear Him that has power not only to destroy the body, but to destroy your soul. People might destroy you. Even with words, they might destroy you. Even brothers and sisters might destroy you, but don't take it out on God. Don't leave the church. Don't say, I'm not doing that, because somebody's hurt you. Forgive truth. Forgive, and He will forgive you. Integrity towards others. Love one another. Yeah, let's pray.